The Money Show.
Small business.
Pavlo Fotidis, the founder at Auric Business Accelerator, our small business focus on a Thursday night. Growing, building, dominating markets. I mean, these are the words of fairy tales. Surely, Pavlo Fotidis, this is not the real world. This is not what we're in at the moment. We're in fear and trepidation and contraction and hiding under the desks, sucking our thumbs, or not.
You know, Bruce, I'm always so nervous to share good news and good stories and a completely opposite view to that because, well, you know, I wonder if people listening say, oh, well, there he goes. He's trying to talk us up again. He's trying to be positive, all this positive thinking. And how can anyone be positive? And, you know, anything positive is flaky. Well, that's why I'm always nervous to share what I'm going to be sharing with you this evening, Bruce.
Be brave. You very do kung fu. You hardcore. You do kung fu.
I do kung fu.
Well, so nothing. You script for next. Just go for it.
Okay. So let me set the scene. During the course of this week, I had to attend an event that I was speaking at. It was an event with 118 established mid-tier private business owners. So these are businesses doing between around 15, 20 million a year, up to about 150, 200 million a year. I guess from looking at the audience, the average age across the band, and there were some family businesses there, so there would be some older folks with their kids. The average age would be mid-50s, early 50s, somewhere around there. The audience itself, from a racial profiling point of view, was about, I guess, 85, 90% white. And the businesses there really were across industry, across a sector, and equally represented across the country. And that's the wonderful thing on Zoom. You know, when you do these Zoom events, you can suddenly reach out way beyond a convenient travel time, and you can speak to business owners that you might normally not speak with. So that was the scene. The way that this event was set up is that preceding me was a very well-known South African, unvarnished, hard-nosed economist who looks only at data. You know, one of those boring people who don't tell story, and instead of relying on anecdote, they go to the hard data to give it to you the way it is. And he spoke about the invisible economic growth strategy that South Africa seems to have, because I thought I was the only one who was lost in understanding our growth strategy. He confirmed, as a party interested in this, who studies it day in and day out, that he himself can't see the economic growth strategy. He spoke about the four economic camps conflicting our government in terms of delivering an economic strategy. He spoke about the Ramaphosa camp, which has a big business focus. And this was during the week when there was a big business investment seminar or event, the third one in a row. He spoke about other members in the ANC who have a very strong socialist, Marxist economic view of what would work for South Africa. He spoke about some who were completely pragmatic and that mentioned our Minister of Finance, amongst others. And then he spoke about the fourth party, which really goes back to the kleptocracy that we have suffered under for the last couple of years. He then went on, Bruce, and he spoke about corruption, the rate of it, and the very, very slow turnaround behind it. He spoke about the ratings agencies, that in many ways, some had been kinder than others, and now they were paying the price. He went into horrible details about unemployment and what that means for poverty in South Africa.
This sounds like a very good presentation because it paints a very realistic historical picture as to where we've come from and why it is that we are where we are today, surely.
Completely, Bruce. I was feeling shattered at the end of it. I thought to myself, gosh, I have to now step in and try and talk about how you build a business in this environment. But I did something what I think was quite clever.
Oh.
Before I spoke about anything, in sharing what I have seen throughout this year in South Africa with businesses that we work with, I ran a quick poll. And the poll really said, in the next 36 to 60 months, which of these speaks the truth to what you want? And the first option was to build, grow, and dominate in your market as a business owner. The second was to build an exit with the view to immigrate, either to the US, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Timbuktu, or the moon. The third one was to build an exit with the view to retire somewhere nice, somewhere quiet, Lakabedisia, or on the farm, wherever it may be. And then the fourth was to exit your business and get a job where you have a steady, predictable paycheck. Do you have those nowadays? Actually, maybe that was a bit of a fake understanding on my side. You know, the idea that if you get a job in corporate, you have a nice steady income and you have an easier ride. That was the fourth option. And Bruce, guess what people voted?
I think you probably got 50 to 60% going for the first option.
50 to 60% going for what? The build, grow, dominate.
Yep.
And then what would you say across the others? Would you split the balance across the others?
Equally.
Okay, so I did it differently. And I'm not going to tell you the answer. Because what I did instead, Bruce, is leading up to the show tonight, I ran the same poll on social media. And the outcome of social media was fascinating. According to business owners on social media, or people engaging on social media, they turned around and they said, and these were the percentages, who would want to build, grow, and dominate? 0%.
What?
Who would want to build? 0%. Build, grow, and dominate. 0%. Who would want to build, exit, and immigrate? 83%. Who would want to build an exit with the view to retire? 18%, and who would want to exit and get a job? 0%. That was the view from social media. So I then took the poll and I ran it across the Auric staffing and everyone we work with. So these are individuals, there are about 150 individuals who work with business owners on a daily basis, and we're working with them to grow their businesses. And I said, right, what is the feedback you're getting from businesses we're working with? And within our team, build, grow, dominate was 41%. Build, exit, and immigrate, 21%. Exit and retire, 29%. Exit and get a job, 9%.
Pablo, the numbers, I'm lost in the numbers already. There's just too much to compute. The point is, in the real world, people are far more open to opportunity than in the la-la land of social media. I mean, that's all that this tells me.
Well, it's kind of what that tells you. In social media, I think you get battered with so much negativity and so much bad news that it actually perpetuates an attitude around everything that you see there and the way you look at life and the way you look at the world. This particular audience, Bruce, 118 mid-tier businesses, 87%, the majority by far, intend to build, grow, and dominate in their market space. They're here to stay, they're digging their heels in, and there are a number of reasons why they're doing it.
Why?
First thing is mindset. The fact that they came to an event like this. If you think about why you go to an event, you go to a particular event. If you go to an investment summit, an investment event, you're going there with a view to invest. Your mind is open to investing. You're saying you don't know everything. You want to get new knowledge. You want to get new insight. That open mind orientated around growth is the first reason. The second reason, although experienced, and many of them were, some of them in second generation, they were looking to find a different way of building, scaling, and growing a business. And a large part of that, I think, has to do with age as well. You know, when you're 30, you think it's a lot easier than when you're 50. When you are 60, you realize how hard it is compared to when you were 40. So immediately, the mere fact that people have come to an event like this is they're looking for the shorter cut, the quicker route. The third reason, Bruce, is necessity. Established businesses in that bracket have got far too much to lose. In fact, those business owners have all their wealth and value tied up in that business. And in order to realize their wealth, they need to first grow before you exit, because it's hard to sell a business if it hasn't grown prior to it being bought by someone. The fourth reason is reality. And the reality is, in a zero growth economy, although we have corporates that dominate and corner almost every market in South Africa, very big businesses struggle to grow in a low growth, no growth economy. But privately owned businesses with staffing from 15 to, let's say, 150 odd people, if it's well steered, it has the ability to reset itself, to get onto the front foot, to make the adjustments during this period now, so that as we emerge out of the COVID economy and the COVID lockdowns and the restrictions on us, you will be relevant and ahead of your former competitors. And of those former competitors, many won't be there. And then the final reason that I could procure from this audience, they understand what's easy and what's not. And when you've been in the business for 10, 15, 20 years, Bruce, your value stack is deep. Your relationships are deep. You know where risk lies. You know where the problems lie. You know where the opportunity lies. They have been through a cycle. They went through 2008, 2009, and they have been through so many subsequent small crises in between that at that stage, at that place in your business career, for so long as you're in control of your business, you know how to direct the business into the opportunity that emerges from every crisis. They simply all had too much to lose to not.
It's so interesting, isn't it, Pablo? I mean, and what do you learn from it? What do you take away from that sort of experience? Because, I mean, you're feeling shattered. You're feeling like somebody's reversed over your face with a very big 4x4. And everybody in the room's feeling the same way.
Bruce, can I tell you something? The troubles in the United Kingdom, the troubles in the US, the troubles, I got a fascinating document sent to me from someone with significance in the Australian government on the state of the Australian SMEs. It was a 119-page thesis. I read the most terrifying stat there. I've always said 94.6% of business started globally failed to sell. In Australia, the number is 97.2%. Things are tough. So rather play in the space where you understand the toughness than go into a space where you don't.
Pablo Fatidis from Auric Business Accelerator. Thank you, Pablo. Pablo, every Thursday at 7:15.